The first race I ever saw was in college, and a couple of friends of mine from Louisville were into it and kind of grown up with it at Churchill Downs, and I went to college at Center over in Danville, and I came over with them. They had already taught me how to read a racing form. And we came over to Keeneland one afternoon, and it was probably the worst thing could have happened, but we won a little money. And you think, where has this been? I soon found out that didn't work all the time.
They're off. Here they come, a quick start. And they're making tracks down the home stretch, heading to us for the first time. And here's
the first time I called a race, I came to Lexington to work in 1953. And the 1954 spring racing season at Keeneland, we had an ambitious salesman at the station here that went out and sold the feature race of the day, which I'd never called a race in my life. He not only did that, he sold all the other races to be on a replay in the evening. So I was going out there. I think Keeneland had, I believe, 8 races a day in those days. So, and it was only like a 10-day meet. So I did 80 races the first meet, and I had nightmares at night, and I colors before my eyes, and I was an ulcer. But I really had a lot of years experience my first year. I was like a track announcer.
All right, they're coming to the top of the stretch. And it's anybody's race as Quai King tries to hang on now.
I love the Derby.
And here comes Hill Rise, whipping and driving the little horse and the big horse. And we're coming to the wire. And it is Northern Dancer that wins it by a neck. It's Hill Rise second.
This will be my last Derby, and I'm really looking forward to it. And what I enjoy most about the Derby, even though it's the greatest horse race in the world, is I really enjoy those mornings when you get out there and talk to all of your old friends that maybe you haven't seen since last Derby week. And I think people in racing, if you take them as a group, are just as nice as people can be, and maybe the nicest in any sport. And those early mornings out there, and that's just that's spellbinding. Now, I love the Derby.
It's Globemaster leading by a length and a half, and here's Crozier in 4 and 20 running right together. And then it's a
my first Derby to broadcast was the 61 Derby, and that was a great horse race because Carryback was hopelessly so far behind him.
It's far back to Carryback as they move down the back stretch, and we're watching for the move.
I thought he had no prayer getting here. And he did, and he ran down Crozier in the stretch as he'd been doing all spring.
Crozier is out in front. Carryback has moved into second. The others can't keep up. It's going to be an old grudge between these two. And Carryback comes on. He's got him. And they're running head and head. And here comes Carryback to pick off the win. Wins it by 3 parts of a length. Crozier second.
They're off. Here they come. And it's a corking good start. And Secretariat got away a little bit badly.
I had a love affair with Secretariat. I had hero worship. I just, even though it was not the most thrilling Derby, certainly, I've ever seen, but I just was so fond of the horse. But when you go back and get the charts out and analyze his Derby, it is one of the most awesome races ever run, maybe better than his 31-length win in the Belmont. At the time, watching the Belmont, I was there for that race because we were hoping he'd win it. We hadn't had a Triple Crown winner in 25 years, and of course HAS sent me up to cover the Belmont. But when you go back and look at the Derby, he ran every quarter faster than the quarter before. Horses don't do that.
All right, here it is. Sham on the inside, Secretariat on the outside, and it is Angelite in third. It's Sham on the inside and Secretariat on the outside. Angelite trying to hold third. Secretariat has the lead. We've got less than 150 yards to come, and Secretariat is on top, and he's going to take it all.
They turn that last corner, and here they come to me now. And Genuine Risk, the filly, is there in the middle of the racetrack. Here's Jacqueline Klugman charging up on the outside. Rock Hill Native is over on the rail, and it's Klugnickel, it's fourth. And we've got Rumbo rolling on the outside. We've got less than an eighth of a mile to come. Genuine Risk, the filly, and Jacqueline Klugman is trying to get to her.
It is still Triple Crown, the leader. It's hard to see those horses with those people on the rail, but it is Cannonade coming hard on the outside now, and Cannonade has got the lead. And Destroyer comes up after him into second place. And they come to the top of the stretch. They come to the corner. And here they come to me now. And that is Cannonade in the middle of the racetrack with a lead.
Avatar with Shoemaker on him, who swerves badly, but he's still on the lead. And here comes Foolish Pleasure. Foolish Pleasure gets ahead in front. Avatar whipping and driving is second. It's between these two. It's Foolish Pleasure that feels the sting of the whip, and he's going to take it all. But it's Seattle Slough that's out there with a 16th of a mile to come. Forget the other. Seattle Slough is under a hand right, and he's going to take it all.
It is Bold Forbes and Honest Pleasure, though. It's between these two. Bold Forbes and Honest Pleasure. Bold Forbes is still the leader.
Spectacular Bid. Franklin stings him with a whip. Spectacular Bid is coming to the line. It is Spectacular Bid that wins it by 3 lengths.
And it is Majestic Prince, the leader, if he can hold it. Arts and Letters trying to catch him, and Dyke is trying to catch him. And it is still Majestic Prince. Arts and Letters is in second as we come to the wire.
Majestic France wins it by a neck. Hearts and Letters is second. Dyke is third.
Oh, sure, I'll miss it. No matter when I would walk away from it, I would miss it. The most fun thing are the events, the races, the games. Those are why you do all the other stuff, is for that moment. And I just think when, you know, you go in an arena or whatever the sport is, and it's a very competitive situation, whether it be a horse race or a basketball game or a football game, and you kind of feel that electricity in the air. And maybe you're working a little better under those great conditions than you would normally. You're really humming that day for some reason. It doesn't get any better than that.